All right, so this is a review for the final in the Greek exam. All right, you're going to need to list all 24 lowercase letters of the Greek alphabet in order. You will get extra credit if, when I show you an uppercase letter, that you can tell me what it is.
Yes. Say again.
You need to list all the You need to go alpha, beta, gamma, delta. You need to draw out. You'll write out all of the alphabet, the Greek alphabet, and I'll give you some extra credit if you can identify uppercase. So familiar yourself, like you didn't know what a delta was. You thought maybe it was an alpha. Sorry.
You're going to give us the symbols of the uppercase.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to say that's an alpha. Alpha. Beta.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Or beta. Alpha. Yeah. Well, bet is Hebrew. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, eta, theta, iota.
One, two, alphabet. You know, like,
oh, alphabet. I didn't know what you were saying. Yeah, but that's alpha, Greek, bet, Hebrew. When we say the alphabet, we're using Greek Hebrew. It's not alpha, beta. It's alphabet. Beth is the second letter in the Hebrew alphabet. Aleph, beth, bet, gimel, daleth. That's all Hebrew.
What was no one else in the Greek except just dropping the end?
Because I read the etymology of the word. Okay? Number two, you're also going to need to know your eight vowels and their equivalent in English. You need to know the eight diphthongs.
What's the other thing there?
Diphthongs?
Yeah, vowels.
Vowels. Eight vowels and their approximate equivalent in English.
Approximate.
Meaning if you say Omega, I want to know how that is pronounced. It's not ow. It's O. So, you know, like in no. You know, give me a word that actually shows the use of the letter. List the eight diphthongs. Alpha iota. Epsilon iota. Omicron iota. Omicron upsilon.
Do you know what the letters the alphabet you have to say, like the songs of them as well?
No. Just the vowels. You need to know prepositions. You better know your prepositions. Ana, pro, apo, peri, dia, ek, en, ice, ante, anti, para. All of your prepositions.
You can just give us a list of prepositions.
Or I might draw a diagram and you have to know oop, ek, comes out of. En, in.
Would you put the preposition where it belongs on the spatial
yes.
diagram?
Yes. I might just give you para, and you got to know, beside. So, all right. Then you've got how many words? You've got 106 words you've got to know. Ago, yes. You better have your little card stack. Barry, don't you fail. I will fail you. Get your cards out. If you need some help, Barry or Dan will help you. Come on.
It would all be over Dan's head.
I think that's a good thing. Nothing wrong with that at all. Next Saturday it ought to be, let's do pizza at Dan's house.
All 106 words. Is that like...
That's all 106 words I've given you throughout your list. I've given you 106 words.
Like,
Ago and Akuo and Blepo and Gnosko and Grapho.
All like the verbs.
Verbs, nouns, masculine, feminine.
So now it's all like bestuous and bestuous.
Yeah, well, some of those words. No endings yet. First I will give you, and you'll have to list. You need to know all 106. I won't ask you all 106, but you need to know them, because you won't know which one I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
Then you're going to have to define what present indicative active means. You have to memorize those, the meanings of those,
that's the
verb endings, yes. What does present indicative active mean? What does it mean if it's middle, if it's passive? Then I probably will, give you a verb ending chart and ask you to conjugate a verb. And I'll say, all right, here's didasco. Anybody know what didasco means?
I teach.
And I'll give you didasco, and then I'll give you a verb order chart, and I want you to conjugate the seven word endings, all right, in singular, and what does it, and I want you to give me the words, and what does that mean? So it'll be didasko, I am teaching. Didaskes, you are teaching. Didaskai, he, she, or it is teaching. Okay. Mm-hmm. Didaskamen. Alright, we are teaching. Things like that. You're going to have to just go, alright, I am teaching, you are teaching, he, she, it is teaching.
There, and we just have to...
Yeah, but I won't tell you what, I'll just give you the endings.
Yeah.
And you have to remember, oh, the first one is I. I'll give it an order. You, I, he,
yeah,
yeah, okay, I, you are, he, she, it, we are, ye are.
And they'll be marked as if they're passive or...
Yeah, I'll tell you, it needs to be passive. Yeah. Middle or passive or present indicative.
Okay. Speech will be,
yeah. And I'll say, was it singular or plural? You're going to have fun. All right, so... It's not, yes, it were.
That's it. Very good.
All right. Then I will give you words to translate from English to Greek. You know, like, we know. Oh, man. What's the word for know? Gnosko. Gnosko. How would you make it into we know? Go back up to your... No, Gnosomen is he, she, or it knows. We know.
Amen
is we. Sorry, I was thinking of I. E-I, absolutely I. Yeah, I've given you English to Greek things. We've done that before. You'll have quite a few of those. Okay. I will give you... You'll actually... Oh, man. Spent a lot of time doing the translation and just reminding yourself from those things. It'll be quite a bit of it. I'll ask you to define what does mechanical translation method involve?
Define.
What is a mechanical translation method? What is a mechanical translation method?
Hmm?
What is a fluidic translation method? What is a dynamic translation method?
Dynamic, mechanical, and fluid.
Fluidic, yep.
Let me start.
It's on the internet. Every lesson.
sure.
Sure.
I looked 2 weeks ago, and there
was 2. Then you did not look 2 weeks ago. Always hit F5, then maybe you don't have things to set to refresh. But
no,
I've got
2 weeks ago.
I got like nine. No, I got like nine lessons there. That's all we've done.
Yeah.
Yep. I just checked it this morning. I wanted to make sure they were all valid. Okay, then I will give you, probably, what I'm planning on doing is giving you some different versions, different texts, and I want you to identify which one's King James. It's going to be a little fun part. It'll be the last part.
Greek text. Yeah.
No, it'll be in English, and so I'll use a verse maybe you're not familiar with, and you'll go, wow, which one's the King James, and how can I tell? Just by reading.
So we have to read the whole Bible.
You should already be reading your whole Bible then.
Read the whole Bible.
But that'll be a fun part where you're trying to identify, oh man, this, they all are different. Here's the New American Standard, here's the NIV, and they're all over the place. Which one, without knowing, and you don't even know, I'm not going to tell you where it's found. And you, I mean, it may be in the Old Testament, it may be in Psalms, and you're like, how can I tell? And then I want you to see, if you do find the King James, you'll be able to say, man, why is it superior? Why does it really have the punch that the other ones don't?
Or it could just be in Romans 1, 16 or 17.
You can wish. Mm-hmm. All right. Excuse me. Any other thing... So there's plenty of rules and things. I'm not sure how much you'll struggle with here. Your main thing, I want you just to learn your words, all right? it'll be a shame if you don't get familiar with those words, because the rules will follow after the words. Case endings. Make sure that you know your noun case endings. I ask you for how many? How many case endings should you know?
Five.
Nominative, genitive, dative, accusative, vocative.
And we don't have to do locative or instrumental.
No, you don't have to. Locative, instrumental, or ablative. Those things. No.
You just the five. Is it?
Just the five.
Locative.
You don't have to learn the ablative.
These are nouns.
These are noun endings. Ablative, locative, or instrumental. You don't have to learn those. There's a five-case system and an eight-case system. All right, so just stick with the five. But you need to know what they mean. Nominative tells you who or what is doing the action. Right. It tells you this
so
is the subject.
You need to find that in English, is it?
You need to do it in English, yeah.
You need to do the ending of each one.
Right? No, because you don't know what the ending is until you look. There's so many. There's what's called the first declension. I didn't even teach you the second and third declension case endings. But your first declension's case endings are like os, u, o, on, and e. So you have logos is nominative.
Right.
It tells you that is a word. It tells you that's your subject. You have genitive. Logu, that's of a word. Logo, is dative. And logon is what you do when you get on the computer. And then loge, not true, but that's accusative, and loge is vocative. O-word.
So all the words belong to the word.
So no...
Yeah, belongs to the word, is genitive. When we say...
possesses something.
Yes, it's genitive is that word that we need to be able to apply to. What is your gender? What do you belong to? What part of the race do you belong to? I belong to the male of the species, okay? So if it's genitive, it belongs to them. Okay, it belongs, it's of the word, it belongs to the word. Now, the difference is, if you can memorize them, all the better, but you don't have to. But you need to know there are what are called singular and plural. So, logos or logoi. Logoi is words. Okay, just familiarize yourself with those things. It's not going to be as bad. I just want you to know, I want you to tell me what those mean. Okay, all the more reason to try to memorize the endings, but mainly to learn the meanings.
We say words, we're going to have to translate words from English to Greek. Would you give us like stuff like, we know of the word, or something like that, and then we'd have to be like, no, who, or...
You know, in your quiz, you'll probably have a lot of resources snuck in there. Because I'm a nice guy.
So it'll be full sentences,
it won't
just be like...
No, it may not be full sentences. It may just be very simple. I might just say, of a word. It's singular, and it is genitive.
Yeah.
Okay? So...
Oh, we'll have the cases, which are
welcome. Yeah, you'll have to know. It's present, indicative, active, first person, singular.
Yeah.
Plural. Okay. The verbs and things.
Present, indicative, active. Or we'll have to write all that stuff down.
In some places, when I ask you.
Say,
well, when I give you a Greek word you're going to need to describe this word as, and then just like I gave you all of the translation, you give me the root word, you give me if it's a verb or noun or a pronoun, and maybe it's a definite article, you need to tell me what these things are, preposition, and then if you can define it even further, if it's a verb, is it present or accusative, and then is it first, second, third person, is it singular or plural? Things like that. If it's a noun, what case is it? Is it singular or plural? Things we all take for granted because we learned them. Our brain was designed to think in words. And so things we learned as a kid, we never thought about. The Greeks never thought about. But when they started to codify it and find out how it is structured, then we come up with a quiz. An exam. We have fun. All right. You know that I don't give pass rates of 40%. You gotta beat to pass. You gotta get better than 69. 69%.
At
70, you pass. At 69, it's a D. And I don't like passing. You need to go to America. But I have to agree, the tests here, your leaving certs are a nightmare. And I don't know how anybody passes.
It's our technique. It's exam technique.
Yeah, I know. But still, you're doing nothing but writing and writing. It's not A, B, C, or D, or E, you know? It's not a word fill-in. It is so intense. So, any questions about Greek that you wish you could ask?
What's the... Again, in Greek.
That's a definite article. Oh, there's...
Yeah.
Toss... Tane... I believe I did.
I just couldn't find them.
Well,
that's what that's the took a long
time. It takes a long time. I probably did not.
I
probably did not give you different articles, but I cannot remember.
I didn't notice them.
I know. I enhanced this since the last time I taught this, but I still need to add some things. We're loose.
Yeah,
prepositions.
Pronouns are there, but yeah.
I kind of want to say that didn't we? Yeah. See, I almost think we did, but maybe not. Nope, I didn't. That's one thing I need to add. So sorry. You'll survive.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Any other questions? Now it's time to ask. Let's take a break.